Marriage isn't about finding someone perfect. It's about finding someone worth committing to imperfectly for a lifetime. Imagine waking up 20 years from now beside someone who feels like a stranger. This nightmare becomes reality for countless couples who rush into marriage without truly knowing their partner. Research consistently shows that couples who spend at least 2 years getting deeply acquainted before marriage report significantly higher satisfaction than those who don't. The engagement period isn't about wedding planning. It's about determining whether you should be planning a wedding at all. The questions you avoid now become the revelations that blindside you later. That inner voice whispering, "Something's not quite right," deserves your attention. Are you settling for crumbs when you deserve a full plate? Have you ever fallen for someone's potential rather than who they actually are? This common trap leads to ignoring present-day red flags while clinging to an imagined future version of your partner. You might excuse emotional outbursts, financial irresponsibility, or poor communication by believing marriage will magically fix these issues. If you believe you can reshape another person to this degree, the problem isn't your partner, it's you. This savior complex often stems from childhood experiences or deep-seated insecurities. Remember that a wedding lasts just one day. Marriage lasts a lifetime. Is this the person you want across the breakfast table every morning? Warning signs include constantly seeking reassurance about love, unresolved quarrels that keep circling back, planning to live together without clear commitment, partnering with someone who resembles a parent you don't get along with, or a partner who isolates you from friends and family. The healthiest approach is to accept people as they are today, not as you hope they'll become. Genuine connection begins with vulnerability, requiring both courage and trust. Ask your partner, what makes it easy for you to be open and vulnerable, and what makes it difficult? Their answer reveals whether they can truly be vulnerable with you. If vulnerability can't happen during dating, it won't suddenly appear in marriage. Similarly, explore fears about marriage. What is your greatest fear about being married? What have you done to address these concerns? Has your partner taken concrete steps to work through these fears? Marriage requires balancing togetherness and separateness, what therapists call interdependence. Discuss what you'll depend on each other for and what you'll handle independently. Self-awareness shapes relationship dynamics profoundly. Ask, what are 5 reasons someone would want to spend their life with you and 3 reasons they wouldn't? Look for specific, thoughtful answers rather than generic responses. Be cautious if they can't identify any reason someone wouldn't want to be with them. This shows lack of self-reflection and possibly denial about their own growth areas. Every relationship serves as a learning laboratory for personal growth. When exploring past relationships with a potential partner, focus on their ability to extract meaningful lessons. Do they consistently blame others for relationship failures, or do they demonstrate genuine self-awareness and accountability? Can they articulate specific lessons about communication, emotional management, or conflict resolution? Understanding your partner's spiritual journey offers deep insights into their values and personal development patterns. Ask them to describe their spiritual evolution over the past decade, including significant turning points and periods of growth. Where would each of you like to be spiritually in 10 years, and what concrete steps are you willing to take to achieve that growth together? Formative memories and childhood experiences fundamentally shape personality and relationship patterns. When discussing vivid memories, look for themes that explain current behaviors and beliefs. These narratives often reveal the origin of trust issues, communication styles, and emotional responses. True compatibility requires both partners to demonstrate flexibility, the willingness to adapt and evolve together while maintaining individual identity. Everyone brings their own communication style to relationships. Some are expanders, others condensers. Some ramble, others are direct. The most successful partners learn to speak each other's language through flexibility and patience. Research shows marriages fare better when partners have already severed dependency on parents for material and emotional support. Consider whether you could live far from your families if necessary. Prayer forms the foundation for relationship intimacy. When partners seek God's will together, neither imposes their will on the other. prayer reduces competitiveness while enhancing completeness in marriage. A person cannot be genuinely open to God while remaining close to their mate. Money habits represent another major relationship issue. Explore whether your partner is predominantly a saver or spender, how deeply ingrained these patterns are, and what expectations they have for you. Differences in financial approaches need resolution before marriage to prevent potential disaster. Would you trust your partner with complete access to your finances? Their answer reveals volumes about trust and transparency in your relationship. How has your relationship with faith evolved since this partnership began? Has it diminished your spiritual life or fostered growth? Ideally, partners encourage each other's spiritual journey through shared prayer, worship, and biblical discussions. When friends or family note significant personality changes, it warrants deeper reflection. Have your partner complete this phrase 10 times. If I were to marry, I would. Their responses may reveal surprising or reassuring information about compatibility and shared vision. Marriage should enhance life, never constrain it. Scripture shows marriage serves to mirror God's image, multiply a godly legacy, and complete one another. Through marriage, couples can grow spiritually, minister together, and create an environment where faith flourishes. Regular spiritual check-ins and shared devotional time help nurture this growth. During conflict, people typically yield, withdraw, compromise, win, or resolve. Conflict isn't bad, it's normal. Working toward resolving conflicts so both partners have their needs met creates the healthiest outcome, rather than yielding or attempting to win. Trust forms the bedrock of any relationship. Ask, do you believe we should be honest about everything, or should some things remain private? If I asked your past partners if you were trustworthy, how would they answer? You need a partner who is consistently truthful. Discuss how you'd keep romance alive in marriage, recognizing it requires deliberate commitment rather than spontaneity. Consider whether your habitual patterns align with your partner's. When considering children, discuss not just whether you want them, but how many, and your views on adoption. If you were to marry, why would your marriage last? Love alone isn't enough, and being people of faith doesn't guarantee success. Marriage is a covenant, an unconditional commitment to an imperfect person. The breakfast table awaits. Make sure you're excited about who will be sitting across from you every morning. Your commitment to continuous learning and adaptation will help ensure your relationship thrives through life's changes.